Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's, and he's going to take your lawn and garden questions this morning at 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have a little rain with us this morning, right?
Hey, I'll keep taking it as long as we get it. It was, don't know about your area, but it was pretty windy when the rain blew in about 7:30 this morning, but after that it's just been a nice little gentle light rain for a while, so just what our lawns and things needed.
Absolutely, always good to get that nice gentle rain. Let's talk about what's happening at Stutzman's this weekend.
Oh, you know, lots of different things going on. It's we like to say it's always Stutzman season. We have our garden centers, outdoor locations. You know, we're open clear until frost kind of shuts us down. So a lot of new items coming into the stores. You know, a lot of our summer crops we're growing are coming in full force now. So that's always nice. But one of the other things, and it's just probably in the process right now. They've gotten to all of the stores yesterday and this morning, but had a large group of houseplants, succulents, cactus, tropical plants arrive and just get distributed out to all of the stores yesterday. So that's one of the things we always add to the program in summertime.
Yeah, I saw a video about those house plants arriving there, your locations on the on your Facebook page. And I was going to ask you, when we're thinking about getting a house plant, what are some things that we need to consider to choose the right one?
Well, a couple of things to think about. And, you know, and these are things, I mean, I know with today's technology, you can look them up pretty quick, but we're also glad to help at the store level. But how much light we're going to be getting is going to be important. Tropical plants are all generally from warm areas, so they like, you know, the kind of warm, humid weather we're having. If you're using them outside, you know, most of them will need to be on a covered patio or a partially shaded area as we use them outdoors. But indoors, you know, that light level is pretty important. You know, bright light plants, you know, they're going to need direct light coming in that window where you can cast a nice sharp shadow. And there's certain plants that like that. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of medium light plants. And then there are some even that do like the low light. And, you know, so it's pretty critical that you take a little look about your siting for that. So that's one thing to think about. And then, to a lesser degree, you know, the size of the plant. Some things, you know, may start in a little 4-inch plant pot, but if you're successful with it, you know, in a few years, it may become very large. And, you know, some of those things, that's something you have to think about as well. Other plants, you know, will maintain a nice tabletop size their whole lifespan, but sometimes we see those little cute things and, you know, I'll have somebody come in and, you know, I bought this 12 years ago in this little pot and now it's almost touching my ceiling. What do I do about it? And so, you know, there are some things like that to think about too.
Now, I've heard it's a good, June's a good month to repot the house plants. What are some things to think about when we do that?
Yeah, and it is a good time of year. Like I said, they like the warmer, humid kind of weather. They also like the long day. And I know both of those things are tempered a little bit when we're inside, but they still are experiencing their longest days. And that's when these plants want to grow. And during that active time is a good time if we need to repot them. One thing to think about with most of our house plants, they need to be gradually worked into bigger pots. We don't want to go from, you know, say that small 4-inch pot into a great big 10-inch pot. We can run into some problems. You get a lot of soil then around the plant that doesn't have any roots or anything in it. And so when we water and the plant, you know, is watered well, you have all this soil that's just wet with no root to be taking up of that soil. So it takes a long time to dry out. Also, you know, having that more contained root kind of leads you to a little more controlled, tempered growth as well. So always want to go up just a couple of inches, an inch or two in pot size, you know, 6-inch to an 8-inch, something like that. Where these are generally in containers, unless it's just horribly root-bound, I usually don't do a whole lot of cutting and pruning on the root. I'll separate if there's some bigger circling roots or something at the bottom, you know, a nice sharp shear scissor, you know, and clip and remove a few of those. But generally, we want to leave the root ball fairly intact and then plant it in and then just loosely place all the soil around it. And then I usually just use like my finger, or if it's a small pot, a little chopstick or a spoon handle. And you just gently want to poke that down in and cause it to settle that soil. And if you need to add a little bit at the end, you can. We don't want to pack it in there really tight. They like that air space and that porous soil like that. So, you know, keep those in mind. If you're repotting, I probably wouldn't fertilize it, you know, for a few weeks till it has a chance to kind of settle in and adapt and, you know, overcome any shock of transplanting that might happen. If we're not repotting, though, again, with these long days, it's a good time to fertilize our house plants a little more often and get a little bit of growth and some new leaves on them, as opposed to, you know, fall to winter when the days are short. And they don't go dormant like our outdoor plants, but their growth pattern slows a lot. And so we don't have to feed them quite as often. And you're not as likely to see as much growth that time of year as this time of year.
Good house plant information this morning here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Now, if you've got a question about your lawn or garden for Jason, the number to call, 316-869-1330. Now's a great time to get in, 316-869-1330. And you can also ask a question via the KNSS Facebook page. Gerald has done that, and he's asking, can you put grub killer and fertilizer down at the same time?
Yes and no. Yes, you can go ahead and put your grub killer on, and if you need to get a last fertilizing on before the heat of the summer, you can do that. What you want to do, though, is make two separate applications. I mean, you don't need to water or do anything in between, but as far as getting the proper amount of each one over your grass, you know, I would put down my grub killer, get all done with that, put my fertilizer in, go ahead and do all that. And then I can do, you know, one good watering that way, and that'll get the, and we do want to do a fairly decent watering if we're doing grub control. They're not right at the surface, so we need to get that watered into a little bit of depth for them. And this would be a good time to be using some of those. Sometimes they call them season long. Sometimes it'll say like 3-month control, things like that for our grubs. Because they are emerging and have emerged as June bugs. They're a beetle. and they'll be laying their eggs soon on the soil, and that's going to be the grubs that are a problem this summer and fall. So, you know, be sure and use one of those long acting ones right now. There are other types that'll say like a 24 hour killer or, you know, instant control, things like that. And those are going to be more usually later in the summer when we find out we have a grub problem and there they are and we need to stop it right now. A lot of times those 24-hour kinds aren't going to be real effective right now because we're just in the process of it all beginning. So those ones that last a little bit longer are going to be good ones to use this time of year.
All right, Gerald, thank you so much for your question this morning. You can do what Gerald did and send it via the KNSS Facebook page. You can also call 316-869-1330. Saw a video on the Sysman's Facebook page, Jason, about summer watering. You know, we're getting obviously some rain a little bit this weekend, but when the temperatures heat up and it's dry, what are some good tips to keep in mind when it comes to watering our plants and our lawn, too?
Yeah, and you know, and that's one thing we don't always think about, a few different things. I mean, we know we have to water and all, but, you know, a few different things. And it's a little bit different whether we're talking ground or container, but if we're watering, you know, from our hose or we filled a bucket in the house or however we're doing it, those groundwater sources tend to have a lot more salts and minerals in them than rainfall. Rainfall is usually pretty clean, and it's clean because it's made of evaporated water, and then it condenses and rains. Well, when we're applying water from a hose or whatever, as that water evaporates or the plant uses it, those minerals and salts and things get left behind in the soil. So we do want to remember to make sure we get a little flush through, we get a little run through out of there, because those salts and minerals will dissolve in that water when you're watering, but we want to push them on out. So make sure we get a good watering on there occasionally to help with that. You know, some signs you might not be flushing out your plant enough is a lot of times you'll get kind of a white crust on the soil, or maybe right on the edge of the pot where it gets wet and dries a lot. Those are kind of some signs for that. One of the other things that we don't always think about, because, you know, ideally we're going to water our plants while it's cooler out, either, you know, morning or if we have too late in the evening. But sometimes things happen and we step out there and, oh, that guy's dry. I better give him some water right now. And that hose sitting out is full of very hot water. So if you have to water during the daytime when it's sunny, you know, turn that hose on and make sure you can put your hand in it. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for the foliage on the plants. And I have seen you know, foliage damage from that hot water, or I've also seen some root damage where that really hot water kind of scalded the roots. So make sure we have some cool water when we're going to be doing that. And best way, pretty much all plants that we can, it's always best to water as close to the soil as we can. The plants really don't take a whole lot of water up through the foliage and the leaves. So, you know, if we can get underneath and water, we're going to get a better watering to the plant. It's going to be a little more water friendly. We're not going to, you know, waste a bunch getting the rest of the plant wet. So if we can do some of those things, we can get through summer pretty well and keep our plants nicely hydrated.
And there are so many different gadgets to use to water. What are some things to consider when we're looking for a new water gadget?
You know, there are a lot of things, and I think everything has its place for a certain type of grower. Some things work better than other things. You know, personally, I always like whether you get the actual watering wand and use, or if you just get a breaker head to put on the end of your hose. It's nice to have that. Gives a little more gentle watering. You don't get that hard stream on there that can wash away soil or, you know, really blast the plant. Those break that up. And a good shut off at the end of the hose. So, you know, as you're going along, you can turn it on and off and not have to run all the way back to the hydrant in between. So those work well. Some people really like the water meters. You can stick them in your plant and, you know, it tells you if it's wet, medium, dry. Those work well for some people. I found personally the best water meter I can find is my finger. If I can reach under there and scooch my finger in the soil a little ways, quarter inch, half inch, and it feels dry, it's ready to be watered. If I stick my hand in there and touch that soil and I can detect moisture right away, it's not quite ready, but some people like that meter for that. And so, you know, whatever works for a person, it's kind of like whatever kind of container you like to grow plants in. I think about most anything, as long as it drains, works, but some people get along very well their watering styles with a terracotta. Other people like the plastic that doesn't dry out quite as fast. So, you know, there is some finding out of what works for you, and, you know, get into different types of hoses and everything else. There's, you know, all those collapsible ones and big regular ones and automatic rewinding ones. And so I guess it's just kind of a matter of finding those things that work best for the way you work.
All right. The Stutzman's Home and Garden Show is on the air this morning. If you've got a question for Jason, 316-869-1330 is the number. Again, that's 316-869-1330. And you can also send that question to the KNSS Facebook page. Isla has done that, and she's asking, is it a good idea to spread topsoil over my lawn since it's uneven?
You know, that is a way to help even some of that out. Now, you know, do keep in mind, we probably don't want to put more than maybe half an inch or so on at a time. If we just have a super low spot or something, you know, you may have to fill it in and then worry about reseeding and doing things like that. If we have too deep of a soil put on at once, we can cause some smothering and things like that. But if you have some topsoil that you can spread out nicely, you know, maybe kind of rake even so that there's a lot of the grass growing up through it, you know, over some time as we water and it grows, that ground will kind of level out. Your grass will grow and you know, be doing its thing. And then if we need to add a little bit more in a few weeks or so after it's been mowed a few times and kind of adjusted to it, we can. We just don't want to do anything, you know, too drastic at once where all of a sudden that grass is planted too deep with no chance to adjust to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Isla, thank you so much for your question this morning. Jason, I've read that June is a good time to plant ground covers in our gardens. Maybe let's go over a couple of tips for doing that.
you know, there are some good ground covers that like this time of year. I think of the hardy plumbago is a good ground cover. It really will spread and fill an area. A lot of the sedums do very well this time of year in some of the shadier areas. The vinca vine and some of those do pretty well also. One thing about ground covers, it's all about your patience level when it comes to planting them, because given enough time and care, you know, each plant will spread out greatly. But if we just plant one, it's going to take, you know, multiple seasons to fill a big area. So you kind of have to balance how many plants you're buying and the area it's covering and how big they get and how quick you want it to look like something. But definitely want to place them kind of uniformly through that area, so as they kind of spread out in a mostly kind of circular fashion, they're going to, you know, grow to each other and fill that area well. Some things to think about too, you know, is it a ground cover that roots along as it goes, or does it grow on top of like your mulch and just spread out? Because some of those ones that need to root in, you know, we want to make sure we don't have too deep a layer of mulch as it's doing that, or they will kind of struggle to get down to the soil and root in and continue spreading. And then also, you know, this time of year, if I was planting some of those things, I would do a light granular fertilizing, like a tree and shrub kind for perennials and all, and just a light fertilizing with it, just so as we're watering a little extra and getting it established, it's not going hungry. But for the most part, I would treat them like my other perennials and do my main fertilizing early spring and then again in this fall. But being new, we don't want to starve them, so we can add some at planting.
All right, you're listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Again, if you've got a question for Jason, 316-869-1330 is that number. Let's get a Stutzman's update right now. Here is Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish this spring. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers, as each location will be featuring an in-store manager special of their choice. Get ready for these hardy summer plants coming soon that will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
You are listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here, our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's, to answer your lawn and garden question. 316-869-1330 is that number. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. Eric has done that today, and Jason, he is asking, what is the most practical way to eliminate moles from his lawn?
And they are a tough one, and they have been active lately. Moles are interesting that they only eat bugs and worms and grubs and things like that. So if you're seeing a lot of them, you may have to take a look at doing some soil treatment for some of those insects that they're feeding on. If there's not a food source for them, they're not going to be there. But they also eat, you know, earthworms and other things that aren't going to be controlled by that. So it's not necessarily a sign you have that problem, but it would be one worth looking into. One of the other ways, product we have that actually works pretty well, it's called Molemax, and it's a granular, and the first time you go, you'll spread it across the area, and what it does, it doesn't kill the mole necessarily. It it drives them away, and it puts this, it's actually a castor extract, down into the soil that is irritating to them. They don't like it, so they leave and go away. So as you put it on the first time, we're going to end up treating, you know, the whole area we want to prevent them in. And then what you'll need to do is every, oh, 6-8 weeks or so, just treat your perimeter with it so that they're not coming back in. And, you know, hopefully in a short amount of time, they'll rehome themselves. Your neighbor might not like you, but that does work well to get them out of your area and off your property. You know, short of that, you may want to call, if they're bad, you may want to call somebody that traps and catches them and is good at that, because the fact that they only eat those insects and worms and things, most of the baits are not very effective for them. Now, gophers, they feed on plant material. So, you know, the little peanuts and the grains and the things, you know, you open up their run or their tunnel and you put it in there and they find it and eat it. And those work pretty well for gophers. I mean, it'll kill them off and get rid of them. But moles are not as likely to take some of those. So that's where some of that, you know, driving them from the area or being able to physically trap them and get rid of them are probably the best ways with moles. But if you're suddenly having quite a few moles, I would do some checking around and see if you don't have some more soil insects than you would like to have.
All right, Eric, thank you for your question this morning. We talked about moles. What about budworms? It's the time of the year for those. What's the best way to fight budworms, Jason?
It is, and I just did a treatment earlier this week for some budworms. I had noticed a few of, not so much of my petunia yet, but I know they're coming there as well, but some of my calibrachoa, there were some kind of tattered-looking flowers, and there were some areas that were looking a little green, and the budworm had been active, and they don't eat the plant, they just eat the flower, and, you know, I mean, that's the whole reason we grow it, but they are a little type of caterpillar, so fortunately, they're pretty easy to control. The eight product we carry, EIGHT, works really well for budworms. I like to just get the one I can hook to my hose, turn it on, hose down that area where those planters and stuff are, shut it off, take it off, and put it in the garage for next time. I don't have to mess with mixing it up or anything. But we do want to take care of them. And usually, you know, first half of June, we'll see a generation of them and want to spray for them. And then about a month from now, we'll see the second generation. And so you may have to spray a second time for them, but definitely the time to get on to them. And the other caterpillar, and I've talked about it several weeks in a row, but I'm going to mention it again. If you have plants that are susceptible to bagworms, this is the time to be spraying them. They're very small. They haven't caused much damage. We can control and get rid of them before they do. But if we forget, it'll be August and we'll be getting calls from people on, you know, how to control these bagworms that are destroying my plant. And if we can remember to do it now, we can sure save ourselves some heartache.
All right. A lot of great information this week. Jason, how can people ask you a question during the week?
Yeah, please drop me an email. My email is the word questions@stutzmans.com. I'd be glad to get back with you. If a photo will help, be sure to include it.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you next Saturday, Jason.
Very good, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, have a wonderful Father's Day weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.